Graham Mulhern, good morning, Graham.
And to you, you're in great form this morning.
Ah, sure, I'm tipping along all right. Sure, on a Monday morning, sure, isn't it great to be
Monday
alive?
Morning.
Every day you can get out of the bed and put your feet on the floor is a good day.
Yes.
Cybersecurity expert, besecureonline.ie. We've had you on a number of times before, but we couldn't let this pass. The headlines say the average person now has to remember up to 100 logins. Now, that might be a bit excessive, but the 10 most common passwords. Go on, hit me with some of the most common passwords, Graham.
There are some great ones out there. Liverpool FC, almost at the top. Your dog's name, 123456. Your pet's name, plus your birthday. QWERTY, the top five keys from the left on your keyboard, QWERTY. And on it goes on. You can't miss out 123 54 or whatever it is, 123 up to 8. Instead of 6 digits, 8 digits. Unbelievably simple. And makes up every year, as you say, for the last 30 years, the top 10 never changes.
It's just ridiculous. Some people even have a password called password 1. And then if they try to be clever, they'll say, oh, password 2. So, and then obviously they're on Facebook and they talk about their dog's birthday and Fido is now 10 or is now whatever. So the guy who tries to get into their website or into their thing will say, oh, well, let's type in Fido and variations on Fido. And then they're surprised at how they get hacked, don't they?
They are. There's an old joke, Jamie, and you might like, which is your password is incorrect. So when you log in and you forget your password, it says your password is incorrect.
I love it.
Now, what about, I used to think I was insecure until I saw my passwords.
Now, why do we have so many passwords? Obviously, you have your 4-digit code for your bank link or your drink link, as it used to be known. And those codes, and then you may have to go in a security gate. You might have, I don't have security systems in certain respects, but you'll have so many different numbers to try and remember, won't you?
Yeah. And, you know, actually, Damien, this was the public's fault because the public didn't want to change. And the banks finally started introducing, you know, the one where you've got to do the thumbprint or the eye or whatever, but you have to validate it off your phone. So the public were known to be resistant and companies were worrying about losing customers and users for fear. But now the danger is so great that we are getting slightly more sophisticated. And yes, there is. The average person does have 60, 70 plus. And a small business might have 120 per person in the office. So it's a monstrous task to manage it. Yeah, it is a big task.
And then you try to write these down and you're told not to write them down. But you can't remember. And all the different websites that you have to maybe log on to or you have to get in and you're looking at maybe a Ryanair and you're all these different things. Like Jura's texted in, yeah, your date of birth, 1234, exactly what you say. Billy and Tremor has texted in, by the way. I don't know if Billy's wife is listening. Most common password certainly will not be your wife's birthday as you won't remember it. That's from Billy. So I think Billy's speaking from experience there. But some simple advice, Graham, because again, you're an expert on this, besecureonline.ie. So what should you do?
Well, the first thing is, try and get rid of duplicates. So if your email, or sorry, your password is Michelle 1976, making it obvious that you're Michelle and you were born in 1976, mm-hmm. Don't use that on your Gmail, don't use it on your Spotify, don't use that on your bank. In other words, and the average person uses the same password about 12 to 15 times across their various things.
Right.
That's clearly nuts. So let's deduplicate. And let's move to a point where we are, and that's a huge step. And then try and just get a little bit clever and use numbers and underscores and ampersands, that's the and symbol, and a few other things like that. That'll make a difference.
But the more...
So that's deduplicate and get rid of the stupid ones.
Okay, getting rid of the stupid ones.
It's not a password.
Sorry?
Liverpool FC is not a password. That's an invitation.
Well, it is if you're a United fan. There's no way you'd have a Liverpool FC password there. But the more you change your passwords and the more you do what you're just saying, and there'll be people listening to this, and they're literally looking up to heaven and they're saying, I can't remember that password for that. I can't remember. And then some of the websites, they'll say you have to put in, as you say, a digit, and you have to then put in a hyphen or something else to make it more secure. You'll end up just forgetting them. And that's even more, and then you'll think you've got early stages of Alzheimer's or something, because it's happened to me where I'll go, I can't remember that. I should be able to remember it, but I can't.
Yes. And you will eventually get early stage Alzheimer's as you get older. So wouldn't it be a great idea to have looked after your passwords? But people, there's a numerous, and we've got one on our site. Like, if people go to our site, you might give it a mention. You can get free goes on stuff, and there's password managers out there that are available for free. It's worth taking a little effort to do this. I mean, there is technology out there, and people can just download them and start to tighten up their passwords. Individual passwords with properly long sequences to help people get it sorted out.
Okay, well, some simple advice on that. Google Chrome, if you do use that as your main internet browser, it also offers a free automatic password manager. There's another one called Norton, N-O-R-T-O-N, Password Manager. And again, a lot of these are free, and there's a few that charge maybe €3 or €4. But obviously, to get onto those websites and to register, you have to create a new password.
Yeah, you do. Well, actually... But the sale there, Damien, is quite simple. You'll only have to remember one password, and that'll be looking after all of your passwords.
Okay, okay.
And that might encourage people, and there are... could I just say to people that LastPass, which is a popular one, was breached last week, and they sent an email to everybody. So maybe give LastPass a dodge this week. But there's several other ones out there, and you've mentioned Dashlane, Keeper Security. Go to our site and register there. You can get a free one as well. But one password is all you need to remember when you put in a password manager. And it is a pain in the backside, yes, but it's worth it.
And again, for older people in particular, it's even more difficult because it's not something they're used to. Like, they've grown up in a time when you write things down and you didn't have to worry about these. And you get all these different, like, the automation that's coming into society is horrendous for some people. It's really, really upsetting.
Yeah, and absolutely, Damien. And can I just, on a practical note, but just be a little serious here for a second. I've witnessed this summer several times. It's a great idea to give access to other members of your family to allow you to continue to operate if you might be taken ill on your bank and things like that. And you can do that with a password manager.
Ah.
So people can pass out. So, for example, Mam could be taken ill for a few months, and she continued to, with a member of her family, paying the bills and this off her account. And of course, the transactions will be logged because it's an electronic access to a bank account. So they can't go in stealing money, but they can get access because the password can be shared about. And that might be a great relief to some people that they need more access to Mum's account while she is unwell. So that's something a password manager would be very good at.
Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah, and that will allow the family to continue to operate because, you know, then the worst could happen, and then the solicitor will take over and he'll take all the money.
God forbid. Now, some of the main Google giants, the tech giants, Google, Apple and Microsoft, they're announcing a commitment to a passwordless future, facial recognition and other matters. How long is that going to take? Again, I've got an iPhone and I have the facial recognition on it. Many other different systems work there like that. But are we looking at maybe the next 3 or 5 years, a big step forward in these type of things, Graeme, do you think?
I think you're looking at longer than that. And those companies are probably too big and too find it too difficult working with each other. But something will come up. But in the meantime, there is all the password managers. But I don't see Apple and Google cooperating successfully to get that done.
Okay.
And too many technology issues.
Yeah, okay. And finally, Graeme, just in the absence of all of this, if you were stuck, write it down.
Yeah.
And it's an awful thing to say, but just write it on a piece of paper. Write down your passwords, maybe, and put it in some place that you wouldn't expect somebody to find it. But then you might then you might forget where you put your passwords.
Then you will forget. But make sure that and don't forget, burglars now are looking for the passwords because there could be more money in your bank than there is in the house. So don't leave them in obvious places. You know what I mean?
Okay, so where would you leave them? Go on, give me.
Well, we're not going to say that, but I mean, don't leave it. Don't leave it in the cutlery or the plate drawer. Don't leave it underneath the telly. Don't leave it and blank out the one on the bottom of your router. But put it somewhere, you know, maybe out in the garden. Make the guy look for it. And if he has to look for it, he won't bother. He'll give up.
Don't leave it like with the key underneath the mat at the front door, no?
Yeah, well, as one guy did, he tattooed it onto his arm and he was wondering why he could never... Why he was never secure. He actually tattooed his password onto his arm in order not to forget it.
You're not
He was wondering
serious.
How everybody was breaking into his accounts.
Oh, Janie Mac.
Yeah, really.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, one the really important one here is that if you do need to modernize here, you do. So, and if you get a password manager, the only thing you'll need is one password to remember to get into the manager, and the manager will look after everything else.
Okay, spot on. BeSecureOnline.ie. Graeme Mulhern, good to see you again. Thanks very, very much.
Thanks. Cheers.
Thanks. Bye. All the very best.